There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. The proviso here is that you get the opportunity to hear from an expert, the best person qualified, depending on how you look at the business. Some people would say, well, I want to have a talk radio host tell me what the top topics are of the week. Well, you're in luck, because Michael Harrison has done that, along with running Talkers Magazine for 23, 24, 25 years, being on top of the industry in terms of hosts and programs and radio stations. So the folks at Talkers know what's going on. And each week at this time, as a result of that, we have him come on the program and use his resources to bring us up to date with the stories that have made it. In this case, it's the charts for the week of April 20th to the 24th. Top stories and people in the list. Michael, please. And wow, thank you.
You make this sound like I've gone to years of medical school.
Yes, you have. And you know what? Most doctors will tell you after they went to medical school and they went into practice, they needed nothing. They used nothing of what they learned in school.
That's really scary. That's a whole other topic. I've talked to doctors about that, too, where when they began their practice, they had to wing it. And that's why I will never go to a doctor unless he's at least 70, he or she is at least 75 or 80 years old.
There you go. Right.
You know, they have them hold their hands. The latest techniques.
Have them hold their hands steady for you so you know you can trust them.
Yeah. Right. Here we have the 10 biggest stories of the week according to our exacting brain surgery science. And at number 10, we have Ben Affleck's roots cover-up. Sorry to laugh. Wow. Tied with MLB action, Major League Baseball. And don't you love it how Major League Baseball is now MLB as opposed to the National League and the American League?
Yes.
MLB.
Yep.
At number 9, Loretta Lynch confirmed as Attorney General. Number 8, Amnesty Program releases gang member. Number 7, North Korea nukes warning. Number 6, Earth Day, climate change controversy. Number 5, Baltimore Freddie Gray protests. Number 4, drone strike kills hostages. Number 3, 2016 presidential prospects and the Clinton Foundation scrutiny. And number 2, ISIS violence and Yemen military action. And number 1, Iran nuclear negotiations. Those are the big stories of the week on news talk stations such as the one that we are being listened to on now. The 10 most talked about people, we have Ben Affleck at 10, Loretta Lynch, not to be confused with the country singer of a similar name, number 9. Number 8, Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. Freddie Gray at 7, Warren Weinstein at 6, Carly Fiorina at 5. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton at number 4. Jeb Bush and Mike Huckabee at number 3. Number 2 is Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Rand Paul. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Do you believe how many people are running for president on the Republican ticket? Can you imagine the bloodletting that's going to happen over the next few months?
Isn't it, as they kill
each other?
Isn't it foolish when you get right down to it? It's hard. Somebody made a joke on one of the late night shows this week. I can't remember which one it was, suggesting that Ted Cruz, who has $40 million raised, ought to just quit now and keep the $40 million.
Well.
And you know, and by the way,
you know what's so amazing, Doug? I talk to people who say Ted Cruz doesn't have a chance of being president, and then I talk to other people who say, "You just watch, this guy's the dark horse. He's the Obama of the right. He's going to win.
Yeah.
He can't be stopped.
He's going to promise us hope and change, just like the last BS from however many years ago that was. Hope and change, more foolishness. His vulnerability comes somewhat from his roots to a point. And by the way, speaking of roots, that Ben Affleck thing, we're both Bay Staters. He's a Bay Stater. People are proud of Ben Affleck because he comes from Massachusetts in terms of his success. And so, you know, you look at that and wonder out loud, is this guy really is he making this much noise, or did he just say something and it was all blown out of proportion? I mean, under the circumstances, he must have known, and this is a smart guy, he must have known if he said something, it was going to become public, and much more attention has been paid to it since he went public requesting that they not, or at least allegedly request that they not keep in this PBS special whatever his family tree was all about, slave ownership at some point way back down the line. What do you think?
I don't know what to think, because I don't know what goes on in the head of any other person than myself.
That's a good point.
Or people that I know personally.
Yeah.
I try not to make the assumption with a celebrity that they're a smart guy or they're not a smart guy, or because I have found whenever I've gotten to know anybody personally who I've only known from a distance or through the media, they were nothing like their image. Nothing.
Really? Would you say that of Bill Clinton? I remember the picture in Talkers Magazine after you'd interviewed him. You were walking down the steps of some Washington building together.
The old executive office building. I spent a whole afternoon with Bill Clinton, and it was a remarkable experience. I get some insights into Bill Clinton changed my view of him, but I wouldn't be so arrogant as to say that because I spent a few hours one-on-one alone publicly, it's a crazy story, with Bill Clinton, that I know him now. I'd say the thing I found out most about Bill Clinton is that, oh my gosh, he's a human being. And I spent time in personal encounters with presidents of the United States, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and a number of presidential candidates that came close. And I have always found, oh, my gosh, they're just guys like me.
Yeah. They are.
That's kind of I never thought that way about Eisenhower when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, neither did I, actually, when you think about it that way.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you stop and you think, these guys get up in the morning, their heads are groggy, and they have to take on the world. I mean, that's why I make fun when you say, you know, we have all this intelligence going into deciding what the top stories are. This is, sometimes people call me a genius. I'm sure sometimes people call you and go, no. Geniuses are the people that built the George Washington Bridge during the Depression. Geniuses are people that are sending rockets to Mars and taking pictures and taking soil samples. Mm-hmm. What we do is nothing. And in terms of the spectrum of human capability, and when you think about a guy that's president, I mean, the president of the United States spent most of his time not even running a business. Most of them were fundraising or hanging around other politicians, doing favors, making speeches. And then all of a sudden they're thrown into this office and now you run the country. Just the briefings have to be mind-boggling. Mr. President, here's what's going on in the Middle East. Here's what's going on in the United States. Here's what's happening with the economy. Here's what's happening. And then you have to make decisions. The thing that amazed me most watching Clinton as I spent time with him at the White House in a story that I could someday write a book about that one afternoon was how the heck does he get anything done? How the heck does he find time to think?
Yep.
He's constantly being handled, constantly being interrupted, constantly being told what's next.
Yeah, well, you have a mindset. Let me talk about my experience with him in a moment. We're Michael and I going through, as we usually do, the top 10 items, the stories, the topics, the talk issues of the week. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminated big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for a laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar Bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The Burglar Deterrent.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. If it's about talk, the profession, the reality of talk radio, talk television, then you find out what's going on by going to Talkers Magazine and to talkers.com. We review for you the 10 top stories and the 10 people that are on the list. We were talking about Bill Clinton. He's not on the, well, he actually is on the list. The whole Clinton family is on the list. So I will relate to you. I don't think I've ever done this. I do think I've told the story on the air maybe once before about a circumstance in which I was at the White House for an event. And I want to, there was a tall guy that used to be associated with us, Mike, and I can't remember his last name. Glasses, married
Mike Sponder.
Sponder, that's
right. Ann Lewis's husband.
Yeah, Ann Lewis, who was Hillary Clinton's assistant.
Right.
So we were at the White House, and he and I went into the men's room. And we started having a conversation. Guess who came into the men's room? Bill Clinton comes into the men's room.
Now, I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just
no.
So funny.
It's just the man. He comes into the. He has a Secret Service guy with him. He can't even go to the bathroom without a Secret Service guy. And so he and Sponder are friendly. They know each other certainly because their wives are connected. So I mean, it wasn't like Sponder didn't know who Clinton was. So maybe he felt relaxed in having the conversation. I was just there. He and I have had brief conversations. I found him pretty approachable, and he was brilliant with names. He could always remember. He kind of remembers who you are and maybe can remember your name. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was onto it, and he was all about grinding up the Republicans because they had just done something to one of his, you know, one of the programs that he'd introduced. And one of the things that we were chuckling about, he sort of said to me, he didn't really want to know, but he sort of said, what do you think? Because, you know, he knew I was a talk radio person, But the issue was really that what I thought was funny, but I didn't say it at the time because I thought it would be disrespectful. The idea that he was angry about that the Republicans had just scuttled was originally their idea that he had stolen to try to get through and get credit for himself to do it, which he was brilliant at doing most of the time. But
yeah,
Newt Gingrich had outsmarted him, outflanked him or something or other, and he was yakking about the Republicans. It was really quite interesting and amusing. But as you said, listening to his little bit of vulgarity, he's a human being. So that's what you learn in these circumstances. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Moving on now as our talk radio review continues for this week. The usual players are here, i.e. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I'm Doug Steffen, i.e. Do I have to explain that's Latin for that is? You think most people know that, Michael?
No, I think i.e. means i.e. I had no idea what it means.
You didn't? In Latin, i.e. means id est, that
oh.
is.
Yeah,
you didn't know that. Okay.
No, I don't. But I studied Latin for 2 years, but I never learned i.e.
Okay.
I still worry about whether you should put a period after the I and a period after the
Yes,
I.
You are supposed to do that because it's an abbreviation for two
right.
words.
But I think most people know what IE means.
We have really come a long way, haven't we? We've gone from talk radio to Latin. It's very.
Well, we should do the rest of the show in Latin.
Yeah. Id est.
Well,
it was Ella est puerta.
La poeta est un.
Remember that from the 8th grade Latin classes? Oui.
Porto portas portant.
All right, exactly. All right, okay. Well, that probably isn't going to enthrall the listeners as much as talking about some of the issues. I'm going to present you with a thought pattern that I came up with this week, and you tell me whether you think that this has any grounding, if anybody else came up with it, or if it goes someplace, because this program is heard by not only the people that love talk radio, but a lot of hosts listen to this program over the weekend as well. So here is thought process and a conclusion. Number one this week, the nuclear negotiations with Iran. Number two, ISIS violence and the military action against the Yemenis. Number three, the drone strike. No, actually, this is number four, drone strike. And then number seven is the North Korean nuclear warning. So my conclusion after looking at this, and then you can almost make this conclusion any week if you looked at the top items, how much here is all about war, the military, and weaponry. I believe, and I said on the air, that we have way too many weapons on the planet. And the reason we do is because the military-industrial complex has done exactly what Eisenhower warned the country it would do. Not only in our country, but completely around the world, the weapons manufacturers have been allowed to go nuts. So there is so much money being made by these manufacturers, not only the Americans, the Chinese, the Russians, but there are a lot of smaller countries that make specialty weaponry, and they have these salesmen. That's literally what they are. These guys that go around the world and they find people that may be skullduggerous, they may be legitimate, but You want to buy some of our weapons? Here they are. Look at these. And that's how it works. It's like going to TJ Maxx and selling them a new line of clothing. That's what these guys do.
Yeah, so, they sell to opponents. They sell to
right,
both sides.
Same stuff, right, being sold to either side. So here is what has happened. We have allowed these people, through our inaction and inattention, to put making money ahead of our safety, our security, our peace, and the tranquility of the world. They're more important than you and the peace and tranquility. They're making money, selling weapons, making weapons, is so important, and there's so much money in it, it completely, there's no balance here. It unbalances the system. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I don't know what to do about it.
No, that's the problem. Yeah, that is the problem.
You know, you're right. I think one of the greatest speeches ever made in American history was Eisenhower's farewell speech, in which instead of taking the time to tell everybody how great he was and what they did, he warned everybody. People should look at on YouTube. Excuse me. They should see Eisenhower's farewell speech, one of the most prescient, one of the most important speeches ever given. And here's a guy that was a military man.
Yep. That's why I had so much more value.
He was a major military guy.
Yep. He was the winner. He was the architect of the Allies' victory in World War II. He knew that business. He had job offers to go run some of these huge companies that had made millions of dollars, and instead he decided to be the president because he had a conscience. All right, we continue with the thoughts. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here from the Talkers Magazine Group, Talkers.com, as the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week, for years and years and years and years and years, we put together this countdown. Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine looks at the issues, listens to the programs, and figures out where they all come. We have a poll that's put up every weekend at DougSteffen.com, asking you to tell us once we list all of the items that are in the Talkers Review, and you tell us what you think is most important to you. Not necessarily, this is not about Talkers, this is just about you telling us what you think is the most important, because it may or may not agree with what Talkers, and that's not whether you agree or disagree, it's just what are your thoughts? And that's at DougSteffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. We were talking about weaponry, we were talking about war, talking about different ideas, do you believe, Michael Harrison, that there are talk hosts around now who are as stimulating as ever? Do we have the best people with the best minds? Because that's really what it takes. A lot of times people got jobs in talk radio because they had good voices, they were maybe familiar with the news. Some of us got jobs because we were on the radio and music didn't work or didn't fit, or maybe we had my boss always used to tell me to shut the blank up and play the music because I talked too much, and then I became on, by chance, one weekend, conversationalist because there was nothing to play, and that's how I got into this in 1974. So, but the idea of having people who we just presented a problem and we came up with, not necessarily a solution, but an overview that may or may not be the standard bill of fare. And so I was curious as to what you think about the intelligence of some of the discussions without making, obviously, reference to people specifically. Is the conversation on the news talk radio stations as good as it ever has been? Is it more stimulating talk radio?
Well, let's look at the history of it. I would say it was better in the old days because there were fewer hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Only the best ones were able to get on the radio. Talk radio has grown exponentially in the last 20, 25 years. So back when I started with talkers, there were only a handful of really big hosts and a handful of stations relative to now.
Yep.
And when I was in music radio and growing up, talk hosts were an anomaly. They were just maybe 10 in the country, or 5 or 10, and they were just guys that were so, or gals, you know, men and women did it,
yep.
That were so interesting that they had their own shows without having to play music. And I always thought of that as like, wow, this is black belt broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So talk radio has been watered down. It's sort of like Major League Baseball. Every time you add a new team, every time you increase the number of teams in the league, you have to have more players. So you have lesser quality players than you have when it's more competitive to get on only 8 teams. There were only 16 teams originally, and before that, fewer. So as it's expanded, it's more imitative. It's more formulaic. Add to that the corporatization of it, where it's not owned by individual mom-and-pop places, but big corporations, it's also safer. So I'd say that the handful of guys at the top and the handful of guys, and I mean that men and women, in local talk radio that are the real kings of the industry or queens of the industry, they're still great. They're as good as ever. But by and large, you have a lot of time and temperature jocks, a lot of liner card readers, a lot of talking point talk show hosts to fill the spaces, even in syndication. And frankly, to be honest with you, no, they're not as good.
All right. So there's something that we need to think about. So let's turn it around. The listeners, the people who will participate, and sometimes the confusion here is that folks, when they listen, think that people who call are the typical listeners. Not sure that's true. Do we have more stimulating listeners? Do we have more people who are interested? And I say that because I'm looking at an email that I got from a listener this week who didn't. He said, I love your program. I love your co-host, but as far as you're concerned.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest difference in the listeners is two differences. Mm-hmm. One, calling into a radio station and being heard on the radio is not a big a deal today as it was back in the earlier days of talk, because people have their own YouTube channels. I mean, they have Facebook pages. The magic of being in the media is dissipated. People have many, many ways to get their voices and their views out there. So talking on the radio is not as big a deal. That's one. Two, the callers and the listeners have more access to information today than ever before. So they sometimes know more about what's going on in the world than the hosts, because everybody has access to the Internet and to basically an infinite amount of data. So those are the two big changes. One, it's not as big a kick to call a station and be heard. And two, the listeners have a lot of information at their fingertips.
Does that make it less interesting because there's more there? People are learning less? I find... this is a sort of not meant to be an answer to my own question, but when I'm listening around, there are very few people that I listen to on the radio anymore that I actually enjoy. And maybe that's not a good thing for me to say, but it's very true. I find there are very few people who stimulate me, and I don't mind. I'm not going to leave people out, but I will tell you who does. The positive side of it is guys like Howie Carr in Boston. He's a Dems, Dads, D's, and Do's guy, but I find him to be just intriguing. There's something about him we're not really friends. I mean, we know each other, but I don't really. It's just the way that it works with him. Another guy that I find like that is Peter Tilden in Los Angeles. And what he does and how he does it, I find stimulating. We could go through some others around, but you were mentioning how the earlier people were. One of the first things I ever heard on the radio, other than listening to Dick Summer and Bruce Bradley talk as they were handing off to one another on WBZ in Boston back in the 60s, I remember, and now I've got the name's gone out of my mind, I'm vamping here, He was on late nights at WOR. Gene Shepherd. Thank you. I just got it back.
Gene Shepherd was brilliant.
Can you,
To summarize what you're saying, when there were a handful of guys, you couldn't be a talk show host unless you were brilliant.
Yeah.
You had to be brilliant to be a talk show host. That's why I wanted to be a talk show host, because I wanted to really challenge my intellect.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if I could pull it off. You know, God forbid you went on the air and a subject came up and you didn't know about it.
Right.
Or you didn't have a quick answer, or you were revealed to be shallow and ignorant.
Right.
Those were different days. But I would say there are a lot of people on the air today who are not really that good.
Yep.
But there are so many who are, and I try to be as positive and encouraging
yep.
to people. But you see, I can't do what I do if I'm only a booster. Yeah. The industry doesn't need a mindless booster.
No.
I boost it. I promote it. I defend it. I talk about it. I proselytize it. But I also criticize it. And because I know it will not survive. It cannot reach its fullest potential no matter what the obstacles are, whether they're economic or technical or other competition, unless the people on the air do the best possible job they can. And so I encourage it. In fact, I demand it.
One of the people that we work closely with for many years, you and I both, in several different incarnations, was Gene Burns, who I thought epitomized the best of what there was you're talking about a mind that's stimulating. Here's a guy who was physically handicapped, but his mind, my God, and he's got a great voice. He did brilliant things in Boston on RKO, WOR in New York, and finished his career in San Francisco on KGO. He was just superb.
Yeah, he was a wordsmith.
Yeah.
And he also stood for the independent personality.
Yes.
He was not preaching to the choir.
Nope.
He was not fulfilling the ideological format. He was not reading talking points.
No. He made his own talking points. He made
Yes.
He made the issues. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing along on our review. And actually, we're trying to stimulate you into thinking about things. It's a good way, if I do say so myself, of us bringing to you some of the things that are at the forefront of conversation radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate in big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. The Federal Communications Commission will soon decide if Dish Network, a $14 billion company, will get a $3.3 billion taxpayer-funded handout on wireless spectrum. It is widely reported that Dish abused a program that was intended to help small businesses buy spectrum to provide better wireless service for their customers. Illinois' Geneseo Communication Services was one of many companies that was adversely impacted by Dish's actions. David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance.
This is corporate cronyism at its finest. The FCC needs to do three things to correct this mistake. It must investigate Dish's actions, reject the multi-billion dollar subsidy, and make reforms to ensure this type of activity doesn't happen again.
For more information, visit protectingtaxpayers.org. And to take action, call 1-888-CALL-FCC.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are we usually take the list, the stories, the topics, may pick out a few of them that we find intriguing to give you a little bit more insight, especially Michael's thinking as he listens to a lot of these shows, at where the thinking is going of the people who are hosts and some of the folks who are on the list. This Freddie Gray thing, number 5 on the countdown this week. My God, how do you, and this is what happens, to sort of bolster what Michael was saying a few minutes ago about how we have more people on the air and they're not maybe as good as you'd like them to be. This sort of brought this to my attention. I was listening to a conversation on a radio station that is in Baltimore, an excellent station that caters to black listeners. And the host, who was black, and the guest was a lawyer who represented the family of Mr. Gray. And as I listened to them talk about what's been going on in Baltimore, and the very nuance of these guys taking this person, putting him in the back seat of the cruiser, and saying publicly, well, maybe the problem was that he didn't put his seatbelt on. Well, he couldn't put his seatbelt on because his hands were shackled and his legs were shackled. And to make a statement like that and have it go unchallenged by most of the people who are the rah-rah police crowd just sounds ridiculous and absurd.
Well, so, I don't believe in any rah-rah anything crowd.
No, I don't either.
Problem. Yeah. You know, it goes back to what I always talk about, that we seek victory for our side as opposed to truth.
Yep.
And as long as we seek victory as opposed to truth, you'll have the rah-rah police crowd, or you'll have the rah-rah African-American crowd, or you'll have the rah-rah victims crowd, you'll have the rah-rah anything crowd. I think it's time for people to stop rah-rahing any crowd and start being discriminatory, not against any group of people, but against BS.
Well, let's turn full circle back to where our conversation began at the beginning of this hour, when you were talking about Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee, Hillary Clinton, whoever it is that's running for the presidency. And take from that what you were saying, the rah-rah crowd. I like Ted Cruz because, and I remember somebody saying this not too long ago, we're conservative, of course. A lady started a conversation with me on the air. I'm a conservative, of course. And I said, what do you mean by that? Of course. Why would I assume that you were a conservative? Well, isn't everybody? Well, maybe.
Everybody. that's like everybody being above the average pay scale.
Yeah. Right.
Hello. Think about it. You know, yeah. If I'm president, everybody will make more than the average income.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't everybody conservative?
Oh, my God. And so, and that's not coming from somebody, anyone there. I love it when people, because of where I live, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, and the two most liberal states in the country, California and Massachusetts, they automatically assume that because I live in those states, I must be a wild-eyed liberal. Mm-hmm. Which, as you know, is far from the truth. I usually don't like any of these people. I might like or vote for somebody. I haven't voted for a winner since George Bush the father in the first election where he ran in 1988. I haven't voted for a winner, at least as far as the presidency is concerned, since then. But I tend to be suspect of these people. And you and I talk about this. You are, because you wonder why in the world would anybody want to do this? What is there that goes on in a person's mind?
Anybody who wants to be president should be committed.
Yeah, right.
Or laughed at.
Well, so we laugh at them, and people get angry because they're back to the rah-rah crowd. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz because he's a Hispanic. Huh? I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz because he has the right position on all the issues. Really? What do you... anyway, we only have 30 seconds left, so we could...
Or I like what he says. Of course, they don't judge what he does. I don't mean Cruz, anybody. I like what he says.
Yeah, right.
I like the quality of his lies.
Which means that they don't really know what he says.
Yeah, I like the quality of his lies.
Yes, there you go. All right. First Fast and Factual, here it was. The overview of the hot hits from the charts the week again of April 20th, 24th. You believe it's the last full week of the fourth month of 2015. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, thanks for being with us here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Let's move along now into the pace that gets people all worked up. That is the pace of excitement when it comes to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The man who comes in with legal expertise, lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, and also someone who studies the issues of the day and has opinions on them. And so I start with the number three item this week on the countdown, Steve, the Clinton Foundation and what it's done, what it is doing. Whether or not it deserves the scrutiny, well, I guess anybody deserves scrutiny, but can she get hung out to dry because of some of the allegations that have come, favoritism toward the Russians, amongst others?
I think those aren't really strong allegations here. I looked into this, and certainly some of the tax returns that were filed for the Clinton Foundation, they may need to amend as far as showing donations from foreign governments. But in point of fact, it does appear that even though it may not have appeared in exactly the right place on the tax filings, they weren't hiding encouraging these contributions by Russia and other countries. Also, it didn't strictly violate the ethics agreement that the Obama administration had set up limiting those contributions, because there was an exception for allowing these donations prior to continue with the countries that had done it prior to the reg. So, ethically, it's damn close to the line, but legally, she's okay.
All right. So that's Mrs. Clinton and the foundation. Not that the legal side of it changes the discussion of it.
Absolutely. Very correct.
It may have nothing to do with legality, just as let's take a shot at Hillary and see what we can get to stick. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Next item, number five, the Freddie Gray thing. More and more people are finding out more and more about how the police handled it. The latest wrinkle seems to be the police say, well, he didn't put on his seatbelt. Hard to do that when your hands and legs are shut.
Yeah.
So what kind of
the same response? And I mean, I don't mean to chuckle someone's death.
Yeah, no.
But it is what we're chuckling at is the response by the police officers here.
Even the police union.
Where my real big concern is, I keep going back in my mind to the Michael Brown situation and how absolutely poorly it was reported by the media. And there's a psychological law called the law of first impression. We form our decisions and impressions from what we first learn, and it's very hard to shake them. So there are a lot of people that still think Michael Brown had his hand up and was surrendering. That wasn't so. So I'm kind of hoping that the investigations into Freddie Gray's death are done before the press starts misreporting things on either side. But the Justice Department is investigating, in addition to Baltimore authorities, and I hope they do a thorough and quick one, because at least at first blush, boy, this doesn't look good at all.
No, and some of the other things that we've had of late that haven't looked good at the beginning turned out to be more favorable, if that's the right word, for the police. Hard to see how this is going to shake out with it. And even when the police union president is the one who's speaking out, the lawyer for the police union, saying that this guy didn't get in, he wasn't handcuffed. And apparently that was the way they did things. So they have to be, there have been suits against the city of Baltimore that they've lost for similar circumstances existing. So,
yeah, that's a good point, Doug, because Baltimore doesn't have a stellar record when it comes to this.
No.
And it's not necessarily an issue of racism. It is an issue of police tactics and things that definitely have got to change.
Baltimore is one, in my opinion, of our darkest cities. Having worked there for a while, there was nothing that appealed to me about living or being in that city. Okay, they have a good baseball park, Camden Yards, right. Eight on the list, the release of this gang member from the amnesty program. Is the government liable, given what he did?
They're not liable. However, they're really looking bad here, because it's not just a matter of the fact that this particular gang member later on was accused of committing murders. He did have plenty of offenses on his record. He was not eligible for the program that gave him amnesty under the terms of that program. And so there's going to be a real investigation as to, was this an exception that fell through the cracks, or is this something where there was a policy to ignore criminal violations, which was absolutely against the rules of this program. So we definitely need to find out what happened here, and is this an isolated incident, or is there a real problem in how this program is being administered?
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, author of Identity Theft Alert, and also the founder of Scamicide.com, here commenting. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
1-800-345-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.